Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
More so than any other entertainment industry on the planet, video games are notorious for their secrecy. While the practical public shooting of movies and TV shows often makes it difficult for creators to keep the lid on casting and plot information, the fact that most video games are made in offices behind closed doors makes it far easier to control the flow of information. Furthermore, the games industry is decidedly less regulated than its live-action equivalents, largely due to it being a newer and less understood medium, meaning that unethical and even scarcely legal business practices are often allowed to take place with impunity. But thanks to brave whistleblowers and bold investigative journalists, we as gamers are periodically offered a peek behind the curtain to gawk at some of the more shocking and salacious video game secrets, which are generally kept on the down low. Granted, a few of these secrets are at least harmlessly fascinating, rather than a damning indictment of an industry which clearly desperately requires regulation and unionization. I am Kirsten from What Culture Gaming, and these are 10 gaming industry secrets that you didn't know. Number 10, developers who leave a game mid-production may not receive a credit. The extremely complex nature of video game development means that releasing a AAA title typically requires the efforts of around 600 people. And on top-tier blockbuster projects like, say, those produced by Rockstar Games, that number can easily cross 1,000. And while this seems to explain why most AAA video game credit rolls are so freaking long, there's actually a mostly unspoken culture of publishers effectively weaponizing game credits against unhappy employees. If you work on only a small portion of a game, or worse still, leave mid-development for another studio, it's quite possible you'll either be relegated to the special thanks section, or even left off the credits entirely. Unlike the film industry, there aren't any concrete legally binding guidelines in the largely non-union video game business, allowing companies like Rockstar to reportedly leave hundreds of people who worked on Red Dead Redemption 2 off the credits. Worse still, Rockstar actually admitted that the practice was instituted to encourage their employees to get to the finish line. Given that developers rely on credits to secure future work, and claiming they've worked on a AAA title without a credit to back it up makes them look dishonest. And it's a massively harmful tactic to exert power over developers, and one which publishers need to be called out on. Number 9, voice actors aren't paid royalties for their work. In recent years, there have been significant campaigns on the part of video game voice actors to secure better working conditions for themselves, especially in the form of financial residuals for commercially successful games they lend their voices to. Though royalties are a well-regimented aspect of the film and TV industries, that's unfortunately not true of video games. Case in point, Michael Hollick, who voiced Grand Theft Auto 4's protagonist Nico Bellic, was paid just $100,000 to spend 15 months voice acting the character, despite the game grossing $500 million in its first week alone. Similar stories eventually led to video game voice actors striking against almost a dozen developers and publishers in 2016, and after almost a year, an agreement was struck to provide voice actors with a sliding scale of bonus payments for voiceover sessions. Sadly though, there is still no agreement on residuals, meaning that even voice actors playing extremely iconic, massively marketable characters aren't invited to a slice of the pie they're responsible for helping bake. Number 8, performance-enhancing drugs are everywhere in esports. While it's no secret that performance-enhancing drugs have been a major issue in more conventionally physical sports, only in recent years has it been revealed that the world of esports is also rife with the use of questionable substances. In particular, drugs such as Ritalin, Adderall, and Vyvanse, which can heighten concentration, improve reaction times, and prevent fatigue, are in widespread use throughout gaming competitions, with few gaming leagues outright banning or testing for them. Given that last year's Dota 2 prize pool crossed the $30 million mark, it's little surprise that players are turning to extracurricular means to boost their chances at a share of the pot. Recent reports suggest PED abuse is consistent across popular competitive video games, and given that they're extremely easy for young people to obtain while also being highly addictive, it's clear that more needs to be done to regulate the industry and keep players safe. Number 7, employee bonuses can depend on Metacritic scores. There's no denying the importance of reviews in the gaming industry. Given the higher price tag of a AAA video game compared to, say, a blockbuster movie, consumers are typically far more conscientious about checking reviews before purchasing. And many players turn to Metacritic, effectively Rotten Tomatoes for video games, to check the aggregated review score for a game before buying in. The mere monolithic number alone can not only influence how people spend their money, but also incite intense emotional debates from fans, and so it's absolutely something publishers take seriously. This is to the extent that some publishers even offer developers incentives for hitting certain review score milestones. Infamously, Fallout New Vegas developers Obsidian Entertainment were denied a bonus of $1 million shared between the team by missing an 85 Metascore by a single point. This becomes particularly problematic when you consider that reviews don't always have a bearing on a game's commercial success. And in the case of New Vegas, it achieved a staggering $300 million in revenue mere weeks before its release. The importance of the Metascore has even extended to companies and individual employees needing to state their average Metascore across projects while bidding for new work, in turn allowing powerful publishers to leverage a lower score against them. Unsurprisingly, this often results in developers trying less to deliver their own consistent vision and simply attempting to pander to the most praiseworthy elements often singled out in game reviews, whether these elements suit their project or not. Though it isn't common for these incentive-driven agreements to be publicised, they've been going on for years behind closed doors and aren't likely to stop anytime soon. Number 6, the marketing budget can be several times the production budget. You might know that it's common for gigantic Hollywood blockbusters such as the Avengers movies and Justice League to boast a colossal promotional budget, with studios spending almost as much on marketing as they do producing the sheer movie itself. But in the world of video games, the ratio from production to marketing costs is completely different, with the actual production budget of video games often being just a fraction of what publishers spend on promotion. Take the most expensive video game of all time to date, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. While produced for $50 million and adjusted for inflation, it has a relatively modest price tag for a AAA title. Activision spent a stonking $200 million on manufacturing and marketing the game worldwide. Given that it made over $1 billion in revenue within a few months of its release, it was clearly money well spent. But it's not just the big hitters which spend substantially more on selling the game than they do on making it. Quantic Dream's Heavy Rain was produced for approximately $20 million, while marketing costs were reportedly more than double that. This model obviously doesn't apply for all games, especially smaller indies with just a few team members, but the financial disparity between making art and selling it is, frankly, shocking. Number 5, crunch periods can result in 100-hour work weeks. Perhaps the most prevalent issue in the video game industry right now is that of crunch, whereby employees are either encouraged or flat out ordered to put in brutal overtime in order to ensure a project is polished and ready for launch. In recent years, there have been some terrifically damning exposés on companies such as Rockstar Games, BioWare, Treyarch, and Epic Games, whose employees have worked up to 100 hours per week in extreme situations. This has reportedly led to some workers simply sleeping in their office, and to make matters worse, employees often aren't compensated with overtime pay for their dedication. Unsurprisingly, this has led to developers speaking out about the physical and mental toll of working 16-hour days, which ultimately causes many to burn out and leave the industry within just a few short years. Given that AAA video games are a massively profitable enterprise, it's clear that a few things need to happen, namely unionization across the industry and the possibility of longer development times to mitigate crunch. Number 4, there's an invisible industry of secret support teams. Believe it or not, but many of your favourite video games aren't simply made by the credited studio. They are often collaborated upon by smaller support outfits who, in many cases, have a vested interest in remaining anonymous. As detailed in a terrific article over at Polygon, for decades there has been an invisible under-industry of white-label video game development, where small, generally little-known studios provide often uncredited support to AAA studios. This often happens because the main studio doesn't want want it being public knowledge that aspects of development were outsourced, fearing it would undermine their reputation. While this can limit the support studio's ability to promote their work on a big AAA hit, it can benefit them in other ways, such as allowing them to work on two competing projects at once without souring any relationships. Either way, for many consumers, they haven't even the faintest idea that many huge-scale titles are being covertly polished by teams you've never even heard of, some of whom like it exactly that way. Number 3, anti-piracy software often hurts game performance. As long as video games have existed, publishers have naturally sought means to minimize piracy, and in more recent years, this has generally involved inserting anti-tamper and DRM software into PC games in order to prevent them being interfered with. Though the vast majority of games are eventually cracked by piracy groups regardless, as of late, extensive criticism has been leveled against popular anti-piracy software Denuvo for the noted dent in performance it often causes. Numerous games, including Sonic Mania Plus, Tekken 7, Rime, and most recently Doom Eternal, were noted to suffer slowdown and longer loading times due to the presence of the software compared with pirated versions of the game. While Denuvo certainly saves some lost revenue within the first few days or weeks of the game's release, it has the unfortunate side effect of punishing players who actually bought the game, by ensuring that the CPU is preoccupied juggling both the game and the Denuvo to the former's detriment. Number 2, performance capture work can continue until just before release. Development of AAA games can easily take upwards of 3 years depending on the nature of the project, and so most players would be forgiven for assuming that elements such as the story, voiceover, and performance capture would all be recorded and locked into place relatively early in development. After all, this would allow the team to focus on tightening gameplay and graphics and possibly laying in additional systems which have little to no impact on the character or story, but in actual fact, that's not always the case. Naughty Dog makes for an interesting example, because though performance capture of The Last of Us Part 2 wrapped well over a year before the game's release, Uncharted 4's A Thief's End was still shooting new footage just 3 months before it finally hit the stores. Given the enormous complexity involved in even basic performance capture, that's pretty shocking to consider, and proof that despite how long the polishing stage might seem, often significant alterations can be made in the final months ahead of release. Number 1, cyber criminals use online games for money laundering. Though the debate about the inclusion of predatory microtransactions in video games, especially those aimed at younger players, continues to rage, in recent times an additional concern has emerged, that hit games such as Fortnite, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, and World of Warcraft are being used by cyber criminals and fraudsters to launder money. This is typically achieved by purchasing in-game currency or items with stolen credit cards, and then selling said currency to unsuspecting players at an appealingly discounted rate, allowing them to effectively clean the ill-gotten funds. Amid criticisms that major game publishers weren't doing enough to protect players, Valve ultimately decided to shut down trading of all in-game currency in CSGO, after their own investigation found that nearly all trades on the site were being sourced by fraud. Valve is ultimately an outlier in the gaming sphere though, and for many major video game economies, flagrant fraud continues to be rife right under everyone's noses.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.